Today's episode, The Ashram of Lone Pine. Located high on the south slope above Tuttle Creek lies one of the most interesting architectural oddities found in the Eastern Sierra. The Lone Pine Ashram is a beautiful stone structure made of native Sierra granite and nestled among a forest of stately pinyon pines. How the structure got there is another one of the hundreds of interesting tales to be found along El Camino Sierra. Franklin Merrill Wolfe was born in Pasadena, California in 1887. The eldest of three children, Franklin was raised in a household whose Methodist minister father was also a pioneer in California's citrus industry. When Franklin reached his teenage years, he began to question some of his father's theological doctrine. Wolfe eventually joined a spiritual colony in Carmel, California, where he soon met his wife, Sharifa. At the colony, the couple had been told that the spiritual center of a country was close to its highest point of elevation. Wolfe and Sharifa came to the Eastern Sierra, where they set up a camp as what is now called Whitney Portal and spent the next 2 months writing and contemplating in the shadow of Mount Whitney. While there, the couple created an esoteric group they called the Assembly of Man and chose a site just to the south in Tuttle Creek Canyon to build a church and summer camp. The structure was laid out roughly along the four cardinal points of the compass and built out of native rock in the shape of a balanced cross to symbolize the principle of equilibrium. Wolfe and his students worked on the ashram, as it came to be called, the next 20 summers, spending their days engaged in hard labor and their evenings with music and study around a campfire. The group also held formal services at the site, with Wolfe and Sharifa officiating. In 1951, with the structure still not complete, Wolfe stopped work because Sharifa had become ill. Wolfe lost all interest in its completion and the building was abandoned. Today, the ashram is in surprisingly good shape and enjoys a peaceful existence in the shadow of Mount Whitney. The road to the trailhead is usually passable for passenger cars, and a 2-mile round-trip hike leads to the ashram. As with all historical structures, please be respectful and leave the site even nicer than you find it if you visit, so that others may enjoy this little piece of interesting history that can still be found not far from El Camino Sierra.